Adil, was that as exciting to play and as it was to watch?
Yeah, as soon as I come off, we were like, what, 3-0 up, and then the goals started flooding in our net. But, you know, we're a strong side, we're a strong bunch. You know, we're all friends in our camp, and we showed good character to, you know, grab the 3 points.
I was going to say, it's tough to go again, isn't it, when you suffer that sort of setback, because Shrewsbury were on the front foot at that point.
Yeah, well, they had the momentum, I think, when they scored the first one, they got the crowd behind them, and then obviously they grabbed the second and third, but, you know, fair play to Tails, fair play to the boys out there, you know, we grabbed the 3 points, and we go home happy.
You look like you enjoyed yourself today out there.
Very much so, you know, all you want to do is play football, and when you can help the team, you know, score goals and win games, it's, you know, it's the best feeling.
Yeah, you've played in a slightly deeper midfield position, haven't you, last couple of appearances? But you had a bit more freedom, I think, today, didn't you?
Yeah, in previous games, obviously, I played in a deeper role. But today, you know, the shackles were off, and I was just told just to go and, you know, do what you do best. And I'm sure I did that. And, you know, when we scored 3 goals, I was a big part in all 3 of them. And, you know, I was happy with my performance.
Yeah. You're an attack-minded player, aren't you? That's what you want to do, get assists and goals and run at people.
Exactly. And that's my, you know, my strength. And if the gaffer wants me to play deeper, then fine. I can help the team from there, no problem. But, you know, I love to score goals and create goals.
We had a glimpse of you, didn't we, early on in your posh career. Then you dropped out of the side for a bit. How frustrating was that for you?
As any player, if you're not in the team, obviously you're not happy, but you just got to knuckle down, keep working hard in training every day. And when your chance comes, you've got to be ready. And, you know, I think I have been.
Yeah, you feeling more settled here now, though? You feeling comfortable?
100%. You know, I'm settling down now. I've got a place down here, so you know, Peterborough's a big part of my future, and I can carry on and growing and become the player that I know I can be.
Grant described you as a clever player, and he says he loved players that are clever and can do, you know, interesting things on the pitch, pick a pass, and that sort of thing. Must be nice to hear.
Of course, and obviously Grant was one of them as well, who always picked a pass. You know, free kick taker, and he obviously appreciates that sort of game style, and that's what we're about. Peterborough United, we like to play football. You know, we like to win games 5-3, 4-3, not necessarily 3-0. We like to, you know, entertain, and if I can do that, then fantastic.
The manager went last weekend, of course. Has the approach been any different this week under Grant?
We've just been told to just enjoy our football. You know, the pressure's off. We can't go down. We obviously can't get promoted now. So he just said to us that just come in, enjoy it, smiles on your faces, and enjoy playing football.
Yeah, is the shackles off approach, does that suit this team? Because you've got a lot of attack-minded players, haven't you? You're quite an entertaining side by nature, really.
Yeah, you know, we've got a lot of attack-minded players in our team. We've got, I don't know how many forwards, how many attack-minded, you know, midfielders. You know, even lads like Baldy and Gabby like to, you know, play out from the back. And that's what we implement in our team. And that's what we want to do. We don't want to really, you know, sit back and ride the storm. We just like to, you know, if we're 3-0 up, we'll still want to go and get the 4th, 5th, not set back. Obviously, then things like that happen, but that's the way we want to play, and that's what we've been told.
One more game to go. You want to finish on a high, of course. How excited are you about what this team can do next season?
I think next season, you know, you can tell by the last 2 games. Obviously, against Comfort, we obviously lost 2-0, but we played some good football. Today, you can tell that we're going to be entertained. We're going to score a lot of goals, as we have this season. And obviously the last game against Blackpool at home, hopefully the crowds will be a big turnout, packed stadium, as we've always been wanted, and watch what we've got. And hopefully it can be a good turnout for the last game of the season.
Grant hasn't said yet whether he wants the job long term. Would the players like him to have it long term?
100%. If he gets appointed as a gaffer, then, you know, we all have smiles on our faces, because training's been fantastic the last week. You can tell by his approach. In games and the way he's in training, so, and it, you know, and he's one of us. He was one of us before he turned into coaching, so he understands us and how we want to play, and he knows the club. He's Peterborough through and through. So if he gets it, fantastic, but whoever gets it, you know, we'll be backing him 100%.